comments, who's actually changed his name in the comments to Sanele the fuck bus.
That's how I feel when I take that medicine.
He says Civ is out of order. From fuck buses to erectile herbs, Gareth, the real network might have just cursed the Gareth Cliff show. It's very sexual for a Monday. How do we end up in the gutter after Dr. Hanan? We're not in the gutter. You know what? Can I tell you something?
With your handle, you must...
Yeah, Sanele, you've got some cheek.
Some cheek with a fuck bus.
Yeah. But the fact is, this is how our guys actually talk. And I don't think anybody minds it. I think also it gives women an insight into how animated we are about this shit. Okay, let's put it that way.
You mean you want me to tell you what the medication was? Actually, I found it. It's called...
It looks very Fong Kong to me.
What does Fong Kong mean?
It looks like it's made in some factory in like the middle of China. And
it's called Vigor Capsule.
Vigor?
Vigor. V-I-G-U-E-U-R Capsule. Trust me.
All
it
right.
Works.
Well, Snai says, I understood. This is still going on about me and Eusebius. You guys are going to get over it. He's dead. Move on. You got to move on. You people can't let go. I did want to talk about this Diddy thing because I do think it's like, I actually didn't know what the whole story was, right? I heard, what was it, about a month ago when there were all those stories about how Diddy's had to flee to some island and they're after him and they found out that he's keeping women in like a harem. And there was all this really, really disturbing shit. And I started to like get into...
I thought you were going to say dig deep.
No, I started to think there's so much that we don't know about these you know, very, very famous, very, very rich people. And with Diddy, it disturbed me because I really liked what he was doing in the 90s. I liked his music. I thought he was a perfect example of someone who had successfully launched a whole bunch of brands. Like, you know, this guy's smart. Mm. And I remember walking past his building because he had a whole building. Yeah, in New York on 7th Avenue.
Mm.
Just kind of Broadway and 7th. It was a black building. And it had like something, either Sean Combs or P. Diddy or like Diddy or something to, or Sean John, or there was something on there that was like him. And I thought, wow, that's his building. It was pretty. You know, you own a building in New York, you got it made.
Yep.
And now this story emerges. So for anyone who doesn't know, just like I didn't know about Baby Reindeer last week, a really awful video of inside a hotel, P. Diddy and a friend of Civ's who I didn't even know.
I didn't say friend.
Well, you worked with her.
I worked colleague.
Okay, a colleague of Civ's. He was in a movie with her. And Diddy's just, like, he comes down the passage and he smacks this woman and then he pulls her by her jacket. And I mean, it's like just the most ugly, abusive shit I've seen in a long time.
He did things
on video.
He did things that he would never do to me or you.
Of course he wouldn't do that to us because we would fight back.
Yes. Right? But how about the hotel? $50,000 to get rid of it.
So is that how much you paid them?
Yeah.
What have I missed around the story? Because I gave a very bad summary.
They paid people to get rid of the whole thing. Mm-hmm. And the whole industry knew that Diddy was toxic.
Right.
50 Cent. Have you seen 50 Cent's Instagram?
No, I follow him. I follow him on Instagram and on
I follow X. him, but why do we follow him? No. Really, I'm actually interested by the things that he
and
says.
And then he posted a thing. You see, the story just gets... He posted a Diddy apology yesterday and said, who the hell told him to do this? This is a very bad idea.
So for me... The system. I hate the system that keeps on letting people get away with this. But there is another thing I want to add. I'm going to get in trouble for this.
Mm-hmm. Take a moment.
But let us not take the money, the hush money, and then afterwards come out and complain again.
Yeah, that's like Stormy Daniels.
I don't know any names.
Stormy Daniels, who was a like a... people calling her a porn star, but like she was never really a star.
Wow.
she was like a third rate porn star. She was in like the kind of on VHS. Those were the days when she was a porn star, right? She slept with Donald Trump. He paid her money to shut up.
Mm.
She took the money and then she didn't shut up. This is what you're talking about. So the hotel that got paid the $50,000 to shut up. You don't take the money and then discover your morals later on.
Yeah. So I'm against that.
Yeah.
But the people, I know the comments are going to say, but the system is very difficult on victims. And I understand that. And a lot of the times victims realize that they're not going to win. Mm-hmm. And I understand that side. That's another version of it. But for people who paid $50,000 to keep something hush and then you release it because now you're... That I have a problem with.
Yeah.
But obviously, you know. But for me, he's a dog. He's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
And for me, I personally believe in violence. Because if the world has violence, we need violence to combat violence. And for me, a lot of my friends... If Alex is... My friend Alex Stone, my wonderful friend in the
We've
States,
had Alex Stone on the show
yes,
before.
Yes, yes. The legend.
You,
the legend
you,
Alex
you
Stone.
And I had to carry his goddamned wheelchair up some stairs yes. at our last building.
So and I had a crawling competition with him. I still have the video. I whooped his ass. Alex, I whooped your ass. So this is my friend with Silver Palsy. And he said on the show that he could out-crawl me. So I was like, this guy forgets that he's a cripple. And I'm going to show him that he's a cripple. I whooped his ass.
And you didn't even, you know, normally, like when a dad and his five-year-old kid are racing, the dad gives the kid a chance.
Never.
You weren't going to give him a chance, even though he can't walk.
Like when Ting Ting was in jail. Ting Ting is Oscar Pistorius. Ting Ting. I feel nothing for Ting Ting. Now, so we're talking about what
P. Diddy.
How did it get into Alex?
I don't know. You brought up Alex.
Okay.
You said Alex told you something.
So my friend Alex is all about, he doesn't like violence. So I said, Alex, as long as the world has violence, violence is needed.
Yeah.
If I'm in a bar fight, the only person who can stop me in a bar fight is the person who's mm-hmm. been in a bar fight. Right?
Yeah.
Now, if we lived in a world with no violence.
Right.
So
this is also where I agree. And I love, I really love when you're on the show, man. We can unpack all of the shit that's like been simmering in the background that I've been thinking about that I haven't said anything about. Like, because I'm so sick of people talking about toxic masculinity, right? Like, there is such a thing as men who are just assholes
mm-hmm.
and dogs and pigs and fuckheads, like you just said about P. Diddy. And I think the only way to deal with those people is by a little bit of male masculine violence.
Mm.
Because that's all they'll understand.
Mm.
You said it right. He would never try and do that with another guy because that guy would fight him back and he'd get beaten up because P. Diddy's not a strong man. I don't think.
You've seen the way P. Diddy dances. He looks bad in bed as well.
So I do think that there will never be a time where we don't have violence. Mm. And therefore, there will always be a call for some form of it. Now, we want to try and make it as minimal as mm. possible. You want to meet force with equal force.
Yes, is it great?
You know, or at least just slightly more, because to go with excessive force is just ugly. That
Someone
looks
said,
like
it. The P. Diddy apology was like an apology from BP for an oil spill.
It's really bad. I wish we could play it here, but I only saw it this morning at like 5 a.m. Mm. on 50 Cent's feed. But it's so bad. And he's like, I'm trying to be a better man. And I've been to a lot of therapy and I'm going to improve. And I'm really sorry. It was just, it's very bad. But then how would it ever be good? You know, I don't care what happens to, I do think that there needs to be some kind of rehabilitation for people because I don't think that there are bad and good people. I think that there are good people who lose their way. And I think there are bad people who can be improved.
Mm.
Otherwise, you got to give up on humanity.
Back to masculinity.
So we're going all over the place. So P. Diddy, I don't know what to do with this.
Like I always say to my friends who call me and tell me that their spouses are cheating or their friends are cheating, whatever. I say, I don't do relationships. I'm not the person to really have an opinion. But I do believe anyone who wrongs needs to pay somehow. So if I was young, my mother used to hit me on the hand or take away a PlayStation, do something.
There's a punishment.
I never had a PlayStation, but I sounded privileged for a second. But what I think everyone needs, something needs to be taken away or there needs to be a punishment.
Well, I think he's going to pay the price now. I mean, after that, I don't think anyone will touch him with a barge pole. And I think whatever he's got is going to be diminished greatly by what we've seen now. Mm-hmm. And he'll deserve it. But what's interesting here is that you, and I didn't know this when we started this conversation, you know Cassie.
Mm-hmm.
And you've met her. And you say she's the sweetest woman in the world.
Sweetest, soft-spoken.
And
doesn't feel like a celebrity.
You just wonder, like, what kind of thing, what kind of switch goes off in someone to make them leash that kind of violence on a woman. I've just, thank God, and I mean, this is something most guys won't say because they're nervous. I'm not nervous because I know I've never done it, but I've never hit a woman. I never will. And I say that with conviction. But Jesus, you think about like what it is that tips someone over to the point where they're willing to behave like that. And he knew he was in a hotel. He must have known there were cameras. Imagine the rage that was going on in that guy's head. How do you lose? How do you switch over into like rage and just behave like that? That's the part I don't get.
I can tell you, you don't start by hitting someone in a hotel. There's many things that have happened before to get to that point when you think you're unstoppable.
Yeah, so you say it's like a buildup.
Yeah, there's definitely a buildup. But then I'm going to go back to what I said to you earlier. When a man hits a woman like that, it is a symptom of other things that have happened in his life that have brought him there. Yeah. And once again, remember, what do you say, Gareth Cliff? You're a man.
Dr. Zanon.
There's a thing of what happens when you continue to take it for all those years, and then you end up in on a camera beating up an incredible woman. And here's another thing that I find so crazy that people do online. People do this thing of going, she's someone's daughter. No, she's a human. She belongs to no one.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck if she's someone's daughter, someone's aunt, someone's child.
Yeah, absolutely.
She's a
person. Why do you have to refer to her in context to another person?
Yes. Yeah. So when a man gets killed, when something happens to a man, do you ever hear anyone say this? That was someone's son.
Yes, they do.
Who's ever said that?
They did that with Trayvon Martin, which is right.
Terrible example, which because he's fucking 16, Gareth.
Yeah, but
that's not the same thing. Yeah, okay. When someone's a kid, you can say that, but no one says to an adult, the Iranian president was someone's father.
But I gave you an example.
it's a terrible example because you were 16.
Hey, at least give me points for how quickly I gave you that example.
No, that's cuck. That's cuck.
By the way, on the Iranian president, and I mean, this is news. The Financial Times has just reported that he is dead.
Wow.
So that is quite a thing in world politics. Now, I mean, because it's the president of Iran, you know, this is not just like someone who gets shot in the street. This is going to develop into a much bigger story.
Let's hope no Israeli, not even an Israeli flag was anywhere near that. Let's hope no one who was Jewish was flying it. Let's hope anything had anything to do.
Well, I think we can fairly say that no one in the helicopter would have been Jewish.
You think that?
Well, I don't think they would have got anywhere near. But the fact is that he is dead, according to the Financial Times. So there will be repercussions of this. I don't know what they'll be, but we'll see. There are international political repercussions.
Someone said they got stuck in a fog storm, and someone said the fog of war.
Yeah, well, exactly. Kallis says men who know they can be blixtmed is the reason we don't run off our mouths in public. Removing that consequence will cause utter chaos. But that's exactly the problem with social media, is people run their mouths off because there isn't a threat of violence or any consequence.
I've always said online, I've always said to someone, I've always gone, I bet you wouldn't say that to my face.
Yeah.
Like you cannot. You know, when I don't know about you guys, but men have this subconscious thing when we walk into a room, we do size each other up.
Yeah.
We do size each other up. There's a masculine thing about it. Yeah. I can go into a room and go, okay, cool. That guy looks big. Looks like he can't move, but I know I can take him out.
So you size each other up in a number of ways. You size each other up in position in society, status.
Mm, yeah.
That's very important because we're basically, I mean, we're just like the gorillas and chimps and bonobos. We have a society. We have a hierarchy.
He said gorilla. We. He said we. He didn't say I was a gorilla.
No, I'm saying me as well. Don't worry. Don't panic, everybody.
Just don't panic.
Yeah, yeah. All the outrage mob.
Yeah.
But because we're primates, we will always try to find our place in the hierarchy. Yes. And men are hugely competitive for women.
Yeah.
So what we do is the reason the guy puts his Ferrari keys on the table, the reason the guy tries to be smart and make the best point about some international political, I'll tell you why it's important that the president of Iran is dead, you know? Mm. Or the guy who's the biggest, physically most menacing, strongest, most impressive specimen.
Ironically, those are the ones I want to hurt the most.
Well, it's interesting because like I know and you know a lot of rugby players, and a lot of these guys are not violent people at all. MMA fighters too. They're not violent people at all. They contain their violence. And then when they are required, normally when you pay them in an octagon to fight, then they unleash the violence, right? those are tremendous levels of control. Mm. And society respects those people because they unleash their violence when it is required and not at random times. But you, as you're a big guy, you're a well-built guy, you're a fine physical specimen. I know women who are like sliding off their chairs about you that you don't even know about. I'll introduce you later. Mm. And they say, all these guys who are big, strong men, they say that when they go out, they attract a lot of negative male attention.
Mm. Agreed.
Guys who want to beat them up just because they are in shape. Mm. Mm.
So I'm gonna give you another additive to this. So my best friend has always dates men, and she says she can see how the world treats darker men to lighter men when she walks into a room with a darker or lighter man.
Are we talking like yellow bone stuff here?
Yes, we're talking about lighter in complexion, darker in complexion. She can see the negativity that darker in complexion men get towards lighter in complexion. So she never dates big, muscular guys, but she can see how the room pulls in
difference.
When a darker man walks in compared to a lighter man. I can see that immediately. Like, even for me, I'm not the darkest, but when I do walk into a room as a dark skin
like
man,
a guy from Senegal is...
Yes, immediately, it's like a weird kind of...
Doesn't look like a Tswana guy.
Yeah. You know. So different immediately. It's another dynamic.
Sure.
But I can tell you, when I walk into a room, I do size men up. You look at the men who are good looking as well. You're like, okay, cool. If a woman had to pick, he'll pick...
Oh, absolutely.
He'll pick him over me.
Correct.
And vice versa. And the subconsciousness of going, you know, like sometimes I've gotten to the age now of thinking when I'm with a woman, I go to myself, would she be a good mother to my kids? I know that seems like another extreme.
Okay, but now you're,
but I think about that.
You're consciously doing that.
Yeah.
Most men are subconsciously doing that. They you don't even know you're doing it, but you look at the hips, you look at the breasts. Mm. And you look at the overall health, like her condition, her... Mm. I mean, this sounds terrible, but this is like our DNA, man.
I do it
your
now.
Your DNA is working out like this is a good breeding partner.
I do it
seriously.
Now. So I do it subconsciously, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But I'm conscious now.
Yeah. And women do this too. It's not just guys. Yeah. Women look at us and they go, that is the right physical specimen for me to breed with. Mm. That usually it manifests after you've subconsciously done this in an attraction. Mm. So you'll be like, why am I attracted to that person? It's because you want to breed with them.
And this is Joburg. In Joburg, they look at your wallet.
They do. And that's...
I have to say this. I haven't said this on a platform.
Okay. I need to get this off his
chest. I
had
a date with a woman in Joburg. Now, I'm quite antisocial. People don't realize that about me. I was shooting here for a while. Then one day I was off and I was like, okay, cool. Let me go out. So cool. Then I went out to a date with a woman. I actually had two dates with a woman in one day.
Lining them up.
And then the woman who came 20 minutes late, right? Mm. Arrived, went to the toilet for 10 minutes, right? Sad. Conversation was decent. She left again for another 15 minutes to the toilet near the end of the date. And then, unless you mentioned my best friend, I'm going, what the hell's happening?
Was this in a restaurant?
Restaurant, okay. Old man, whatever.
Yeah.
I asked for the bill.
Yeah.
The bill comes. I ordered one drink, 28 Rand, which was a grape tizer. The bill was 1,400 Rand. She ordered two drinks.
What the hell was that? What did she order?
Hennessy XO. And a Red Bull, the bill was 1,400 Rand. I've never seen her again.
Do you
if you're listening to this, there's a reason why I never saw you again.
But Siv, that's
Joburg.
That's disgusting. I have to tell you, that's disgusting. There was a story in the news not so long ago about this table of girls who were at a club somewhere and they were like sidling up to this table of guys who were flashing a bit of money. And these girls started racking up a bill, thinking these guys were going to pay, and these guys then gapped it. And girls were left with like a 15,000 Rand bill or something.
Go.
Yeah. And then they were complaining. They were like, oh, no, but we thought the guys would pay for us. But this is a Joburg phenomenon here.
So the other day I was
at
a bar.
I have no sympathy for them, by the way.
I was at a bar the other day and I saw people I know.
Yeah.
And then a group of women arrived and all the men asked for their bills. They're like, bill,
straight away.
Really? And then they sort of
really?
They sort of paying for their bills. Then the woman arrived. Then they were like,
yo. So it's become a thing now. Guys just see that and it's a red flag and they're like, get the bill. Let's get out of here.
But let's be truthfully honest. Once again, we have taught people, a lot of, there's a group of men that have taught women that this is how it's done. So for me, do not complain when it happens. But for me, there's a rebuttal of, you want us to look good, you must pay. I'm like, no, I didn't beg you to look good. A woman asked me for an iPhone the other day. I said to her, my mother just went, iPhone 14 Pro Max Plus, 35,000 Rand. I said, my mother died a year and a half ago, and she never used an iPhone. You ain't going to use an iPhone because I came out of her vagina. And you think I'm just trying to get into your vagina.
Do you think it's all become so transactional?
It's transactional from both sides.
It's just very, very sad.
I think
you don't want to be in a relationship.
No, I do.
Me
not.
Neither.
Yeah.
So I think we're different to a lot of people. It's easier for us to look at this and laugh and remark on it. But if you really want, if you're one of those guys who's like looking for a life partner, you're looking for a girl who you can marry and have kids with, and you want to settle down. And I have a lot of friends like that. But hang on, before we get to you, it must be really hard to find the quality match. How do you even begin? You can't use these apps and things, right?
I've been in the apps.
And?
It's a buffet.
Is it? But it's hookups. It's not relationships.
Yeah, I've made some great friends internationally as well, locally. I think we're quite conservative here. Very conservative.
But the money, man.
What I struggle with at the moment, Gareth, is...
It's about the money with these
people. A lot of money. What I struggle with is I've noticed that a lot of women that I engage with are not used to men disagreeing, giving counter arguments, or calling them out.
Yeah.
Because I think vagina gets dangled, and then men are like, I can't argue. Let me just keep my mouth shut because I just want to eat the vagina.
Get dangled. Yeah.
But vice versa. I'm not saying it's the woman's problem. I'm saying it's vice versa.
No, sure. Yeah.
But here it is.
It cheapens us all, though. Yeah,
all of us. We're all in cuck.
We're all cheapened by it because, unfortunately, you might not participate in this stuff, but this is the wind that blows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you're either going to fly on it or you're going to fall by it, right?
But I want to be a father. Sure. My biggest calling in the world. I want to co-parent.
Have you met anyone that you wanted to make a child with?
I've met incredible women.
But that you wanted to make a child with. I know you've had... Listen, I know you've had meaningful and really serious relationships.
I know you're
not just hooking up. No, I think you have.
Relationship?
You have.
Connections. Connections.
Okay, connections.
Yeah, relationship is a big word.
But have you met anyone that you thought, wow, I would be really proud to bring another human into the world with this person?
I have.
Really?
I'm the problem. I'm the person slowing it down. I'm the problem.
Is she the same age as you?
Younger.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, because obviously I'm 39 next day.
Yes, TikTok, you're getting old, hey?
TikTok, ladies, TikTok.
I'm joking. I'm so glad you're also getting old.
So my calling is to be a father, man. I want to be... I've thought about this.
I hear you.
I don't want to be a father of a son. Do you know why? I don't want to make a heightened version of me because of all the things I didn't have access to. I think
a horrible thing to say, though. You're immediately assuming you'd do a bad job.
No, I think my son would be...
What's wrong with you?
I think I'll be a great father, Gareth. But I think he'll have the best equipment. I think he will not suffer. I think he will not struggle. I think you have the best rugby coaches, one-on-one. I think... And there's a part of me that, of all the failures I have had, that has helped me be who I am. Right. And I feel like if I have a son, I feel like I'll overcompensate to be able to give back a section of that I didn't have.
Okay.
And I know if I do have a son, I'll make it work. I know I will, but it will be a conscious decision of me going, all right, cool. Okay. He can't have the best bat. He can't have the best
bicycle. You've thought about it. It's already better than most guys would.
Agreed.
And you mustn't, you know. The great thing, and I like complimenting you because you take a compliment well, which I don't.
I don't.
No, you do. You're pretty good. You're like,
I fake it.
Thank you.
I've
seen you do it.
I fake it very well.
The fact that you thought about this and that you wouldn't spoil your son and you wouldn't turn him into some little soft marshmallow because you didn't have everything you wanted when you were a kid. I think that's already three quarters of the battle won.
Do you know? Thank you. Do you know the?
See, you just did it. He's good. He's very good at this.
But the, I can tell you how not having has affected me as an adult.
Tell me.
So Moosey loves birthdays. If it's Moosey's birthday and I say I'm
just
out of
explain to people, this is your very good friend Moosey Mamani.
Yes,
right.
And if I'm not in the country during his birthday, I can feel him deflate. I can feel him go. Oh, okay, school friend, cool. It's Simon.
He's genuinely disappointed that you can't be there.
I know that his birthday means the world to him, right?
Mm-hmm.
On the contrary, for me, I hate my birthday.
Why?
So both Moosey and I didn't have.
Yeah.
So we never got what we wanted. So now he's trying to really, he's always loved his birthday.
Mm-hmm.
I knew my mother was going to give me socks because she couldn't afford anything else.
Yeah.
And she would never give me anything I wanted. So now it still affects me now to this day. Right? I have all the money I need to buy everything I need. I have a PlayStation 5.
So what do you do? What do you do on your birthday? Just sit and mope?
No, no, it's not, like that. Oh. I still do what I want. Hang out. I do my thing. You know what I mean?
All right.
I take the happy birthdays. But Moosey, his birthday is everything. Like everything. He loves gifts. Da-da-da-da. He loves it. Me, I'm the opposite from a similar experience. That we, our parents were poor. You know what I mean? We didn't have what we needed.
Okay, but is a birthday about the things you get?
No, but...
No, because I want to tie this to the women who'll rack up a 1,500 rand bill when you've only spent 30 rand.
Yeah. I'm interested. Gifts.
No, but I think that a lot of us in this country, across the whole spectrum, age and race and money, are very into like material... shows of things as being important. And I'm not going to be one of those people who says it isn't, because it is. It's like it's nice to have nice things. You know, if you could wear clothes that make you feel comfortable, if you can go to sleep in a bed with, you know, a roof over your head that isn't leaking. I mean, all of those things are fairly, it speaks for itself why people would want it. But I do think that there's something about this country where we think that the material stuff will make us happy. And then a lot of people discover when they get the material stuff, like you have now, that's not what you were actually after.
And another thing that's destroyed me is that I get free things in the mail every day, every single day. So like, I've never been a big person who likes like physical possessions and stuff, but every day from every single brand, every single
that's amazing.
I have a social media room, like of
isn't that nice?
Agreed.
It just doesn't fulfill you though.
Doesn't fulfill me.
Exactly.
I'd rather
exactly.
get a,
that's like, what I'm getting at.
Get a pair of heels when I go to America. Every time I go to America, I get two pairs of heels that I wear.
Are you still doing your
doing pole? Still doing drag?
Who's your drag?
Savannah.
Yeah, that's right.
And next week I'm in New Orleans to know my biggest purchase out. I've got this 6,000 rand pair of boxing boots, new ones, like gold, like incredible ones. And then I always buy two pairs of heels every time I'm there, and condoms. And these are things that I have.
Why do you need the condoms from America?
Because America has these, like, this is going to sound funny, but they have these Japanese-made condoms that feel like you are raw dogging it.
Honestly?
And
are they what, like super thin?
Super thin. Yeah, that's Japanese for super thin. And
so far, all you've advertised in this show are hard on pills.
Yeah,
and condoms.
Yeah. And so my three biggest purchases when I go to America is always condoms, lollipops, especially lollipops that they have, and heels.
Okay.
So then the person who orders them for me, Alex, is always like, it doesn't look very good.
Do you remember
you've got lollipops and condoms?
Do you remember when you and I ran into each other in New York?
Yes, we sat down, we had
the coolest thing. I was walking in Upper West Side.
Yeah.
I bump into this motherfucker. Yeah. Look at this.
I bump into South Africans all the time.
That's
in New York.
Cool, man.
The other day I was walking, crossing the traffic light, and I looked at the ladies behind, and I saw the top of a South African ID book.
No way.
Literally the top. Just hello, I'm here. And I tapped on the shoulder going, hi, this is going to sound weird, but are you South African? She's like, how did you know? I was like, girl, I saw an ID sticking out your ass.
Listen, did you see all those South Africans voting in London?
Yes.
Yo, I found that very inspiring. I mean, these are people who, like, you went all the way to Lesotho to vote, but...
So it's so funny. I was involved. So the Vote Abroad, Vote something, it's a social media platform.
Yes.
Asked me to make a video.
Yeah.
Right? I made a video. And this year, I think last time they were on 21,000.
Yeah.
This year, 2019, they were on 21,000. 2019. Now they're on 71,000.
Unbelievable. More than double.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, wow.
Good. But they're excited, huh?
No, it's incredible. It's, you know, guys.
And the people were partying in the street in Trafalgar Square. They were eating biltong, singing songs.
If the South Africa were to improve and get to the point that it needs to get to, and they really reached out to expats and go, come
it'll
help
come.
Us
they'll
build.
Come.
I think many will come.
Yeah.
Come help us build.
But they want to be part of something that is growing and building, not something that's deteriorating.
Yeah.
Like those roads you drove to Lesotho.
You know, Gareth, if someone said in your neighborhood, and I know your answer, if someone said your neighborhood, Gareth, you're in charge of the grass cutting, right? Can you get involved? And this is your section, just a little piece. Mm. Would you get involved?
For sure.
Now, I used to go to Grahamstown.
Nobody needs to. So there's a woman actually in our neighborhood who has taken it upon herself to clean the entire street all the way from the one point to the next crossing. It's a large piece of land. And all she did was she went on the neighborhood WhatsApp group and she said, does anyone have a lawnmower or black rubbish bags or whatever? People all came to the party.
Grahamstown.
It's amazing.
I owe so much to the Grahamstown Festival, even though it's died and it's terrible now. But
yeah.
And 1 year I was there and no one did the streets, no one did anything. Mm. And WhatsApp groups started and the community started cleaning the streets, filling potholes. Mm. Like the water was still cuck, it came out brown, no electricity, but they tried.
All right, let's turn our attention to some sport because this is what we do on a Monday morning. We get a little updates on all the things that we missed out on over the weekend. And James is here. He's going to give us the latest. This is brought to you by Superbets. Hello, James.
How's it guys?
First, how are we doing with that Shambok and the Dominatrix? Because we're waiting. People
closer,
are waiting.
Closer and closer.
You know that our highest rated video ever, Siv, is a video of Michael Flax, who was a producer at the time, being paddled by a dominatrix.
Oh, wow.
And now we've decided to try and find her again and bring her in because James is a terrible, incompetent producer. And we're going to give him a Shambok.
I'm just saying, I heard paddle and I just wanted to play paddle. I love fucking
You love paddle.
Huh? I love paddle.
You love that.
I've played 227 games. I'm obsessed. So obsessed. I need to give in my black card.
All right. Well, we're not talking about paddle. So we're talking about Premier League, URC, IPL, boxing. What do you got for us?
A bunch of sports today. We're going to start with some breaking news, kind of. Maybe not really.
Go on.
Sundowns this weekend broke a record.
Okay.
A points record in their league. A record that they had set themselves a couple of years ago. So they've officially won the league as of this weekend. The previous points mark was 71 in 2015-2016. This season, they did 75, and they've still got two games to go.
It shows you what money can do, Patrice. Go, Patrice. Money, 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 money. Money.
Yeah, right.
Sticking with the football. Sure, what a weekend for Liverpool fans, for City fans, for Arsenal fans, for just fans.
Are you a fan of any of those?
Soccer's a cuck sport.
That's terrible news.
Okay.
Good stuff. Okay. No, that's fair.
And you are, James.
That's fair also.
Who are you who are you a fan of?
Liverpool.
Oh, no, I wasn't insulting you. I just wanted to know who you're a fan of.
I thought you were saying I was a cuck
sport. No. That's you don't have to take that from me. Fight back.
With a Shambok.
What happened?
City won the league this weekend. Liverpool didn't. Arsenal missed out on the league by like
That was a close one.
It's tough for them. Record-breaking fourth Premier League title in a row for Manchester City.
Okay, so how did they lose by Arsenal? How close were they?
So Arsenal had to win their game. City had to draw or lose. Arsenal won their game, but City also won their game. So it didn't.
So really that always seems unfair to me.
Yeah, a little bit tough.
Gag sport.
So yes, record-breaking four in a row for City Premier League titles for them. That's amazing. Onto the world of rugby, big wins for the Bulls, Stormers, and the Lions in the URC. Ulster also did the SA teams a huge favor by defeating Leinster. And the top of the table is heating up with just one round left. Munster leads with 63 points, followed closely by the Bulls at 61 and Leinster at 60. In the world of boxing, also huge news.
Wow.
And I'm going to put it in Ben's words. A man has become the Thanos of boxing, Gareth.
How so?
Alexander Usyk defeated Tyson Fury, which basically meant Usyk collected all of the heavyweight belts and now he has all of them.
That's amazing.
He's the Thanos of boxing.
I'm so happy. I love boxing and I hated having a boxing world champion who's overweight. He had to go.
Okay. Yeah, I'm with you on that. I don't know anything about this, but I
he's overweight.
Just put it out there.
Sorry, he's just overweight. Yeah. Great boxer, just overweight.
Not even the Deontay Wilder can get up from a knockdown situation.
No.
Still doesn't convince me.
No. And for me, heavyweight boxing has lost what it's not what it used to be. Oh, like, yeah. But yeah, he was overweight. He had love handles. You're going to be a world champion of love handles.
No.
I'm not fat shaming, but I'm fat shaming.
Okay, fair enough. What else?
PGA Championship also happened this weekend. Some also semi-breaking news, not really. So ahead of the PGA this weekend, before Ben got onto the show on Friday, Scottie Scheffler was arrested.
I saw this. I don't know what it's about, but he was like on the course?
Yeah. So
you're not allowed to be on the course the night before?
It was, oh, I didn't know that one. But
I don't know, something like that.
It was right before he was actually arriving at the event. So that morning itself, there was actually another incident where someone had died. I think there was an accident or something, but within that whole drama, he got arrested.
Jesus.
And he actually went through to prison. They put him there at the cell. He was released afterwards. And he even said it was the first time he's stretched in a jail cell ahead of a PGA Championship. Whoa. So there he was early in the morning doing his stretches.
I thought you said it's the first time he's been stretched in a jail.
Yeah, that's different. So there we go. Scottie Scheffler's now a blemished record, not unblemished.
That's tough.
Okay, very good.
He could have made his whole weekend better by winning, but he didn't. Xander Schauffele did. He made history with that dramatic win. He finished a shot clear of Bryson DeChambeau with Victor Hovland 3 strokes back in third. Schauffele birdied the last to finish on 21 under, the lowest winning score in men's major history. So that's the PGA. Mm-hmm. There was one more thing.
IPL.
The IPL, the cricket, before I do that last thing. The Indian Premier League concluded with a no result in the final game between KKR and Rajasthan Royals.
Okay.
There's a bunch of games happening this weekend. The KKR, they take on second place at 4 p.m. on Tuesday. And then on Wednesday, the battle for the remaining spot in the finals, third place Rajasthan Royals clashes with Royal Challengers Bangalore at 4 p.m. And then the finals on Sunday.
Right, I don't watch IPL, but I did see a great meme that says Mark Boucher without politics. Without South African politics, so race and sport, they listed all the things that he had in South Africa because he was complaining about it, and he still came last position in the IPL with his team.
Shame, that's terrible. Well, that just disentangles that problem.
Sorry about that.
That was the Beyond the Scoreboard weekend sports recap with Superbets, and of course they support responsible gambling. Strictly no under 18s. Winners know when to stop. The South African Responsible Gambling Foundation's toll-free counseling hotline 0800 006 008. Talking about Thanos, I saw Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck are getting divorced. That completes all the Infinity Stones in the Jennifer Lopez glove. She is now the world's most unlovable woman. I think she's been divorced 9 times. I think it's a record.
Let's see the stats.
I'm going to look this up because I need to be absolutely sure. I think so.
I don't believe it.
J-Lo, 9 divorces. Yeah, no, let's just see. Let's just see quickly, but there's a lot.
But how long were each one of those marriages if it was 9 times already?
How many engagement rings does J-Lo have? 6. Okay. So she has 6
Thanos.
Infinity Stones.
That's Thanos.
Okay, so
for
that's
sure.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. She's got all of them.
I think she's
got all of them.
She's the only one she's the only woman who can save Pete Diddy.
Yes.
Hectic. Oh, speaking of, sorry, I did get that apology video if you do want to.
Oh, yeah. Let's just, because have you seen it?
Yes, I have.
Ooh, it's bad. All right, let's let everybody see
right.
it.
So
can you play that
for us? To reflect on the darkest times in your life, sometimes you got to do that. I was fucked up. I mean, I hit rock bottom. But I made no excuses. My behavior on that video is inexcusable. I take full responsibility for my actions in that video. I'm disgusted. I was disgusted then when I did it. I'm disgusted now. I went and I sought out professional help. I had to go into therapy, go into rehab. Had to ask God for his mercy and grace. I'm so sorry. But I'm committed to be a better man each and every day. I'm not asking for forgiveness. I'm truly sorry.
So why do, I mean, like, I'm not looking for your forgiveness, but then why do this at all? Like, what's the point, right?
You know,
it's so bad.
Celebrity apology videos always have terrible camera angles, no makeup, off their cell phones, trying to make them look as human as possible. And the uglier you look, the better. Like, P. Diddy looks
how
like
would you do an apology?
An inbred beautiful, tiger.
You'd do a beautiful one with, like, the right wardrobe, you'd look fantastic.
No, I'm a great apologizer.
Okay.
But it'll never look that stereotypical. No. And the videos always lack accountability. Because he sounds like he's accountable, but he knows that accountability is fashionable.
So how would you advise him? If you were his guy and you were like, he calls you up, like, man, I don't know what to do. What the hell am I going to do? What would you tell him? Because even 50 Cent said, this is not going to work. Who is advising him right now? Shaking my head, bad move.
You know something, guys? For me, first of all, I would donate $20 million now to different agency, female-led
NGOs, or whatever.
NGOs, yeah. Right? First of all, then go help. Go get help so you can be accountable to the help that you're getting. He needs to get help. And B, he needs to turn himself in if he's done anything that's criminal.
Right.
Turn himself in. He's got it.
So then, yeah, you really face the music. You're not trying to squeeze your way out.
Yes. And yeah. I think in the long run, I think he'll be better off. I think short term, if he still stays out of jail and does nothing,
mm-hmm.
I think, but if he goes into jail, there'll be people, like, have you seen the Kevin Spacey documentary?
Yeah.
Listen,
the guy is, he deserves a second look. I haven't watched the documentary, but people are telling me that he was completely pilloried for no good reason.
What are you sure?
Well, that's what people are telling me.
So he was found non-guilty, right?
Yeah.
But then this thing has people who are not part of the court case.
Oh, right. So there's other evidence that makes it worse.
Let me tell you.
Because I saw an interview being promoted. Again, I haven't seen this.
There's two documentaries. Yeah.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, well, thank you. You're helping to rehabilitate me. And I thought, oh, okay, well, maybe everybody went overboard on Kevin Spacey, but you're saying it's worse.
Kevin Spacey's shot here. There are
in
people
South Africa,
shot
yeah.
here. There are people who worked with him. The go-to on the set was stay away from him.
Wow.
On set in South Africa. He was shooting in South Africa, right? Actor friends. Stay away from him. Then you have masculine, like, puff men who are like, bruh, this guy found me up. People who are on the shows who are like, crazy stories about him. Uh-uh.
Jesus.
Now that guy's not innocent. Oh, Kevin.
Okay.
When they're that talented as well, you must know.
Yeah. Well, there we go. P. Diddy's in that basket now with the rest of them. But let's get back to Jennifer Lopez, if you don't mind, because I think 6 engagement rings is a hell of an achievement. Let's stop and give the woman some credit.
Definitely.
As if you're going to collect engagement rings, I think that's quite something.
My love don't cost a thing.
Please.
It reminds me of Mandela spending 27 years in jail, getting out of jail, and only lasting with Winnie Mandela for a few months.
Now you're asking for trouble. So how many engagement rings does she have? 6. And then they list them, all of Jennifer's engagement rings. Here we go. They've got an article on Grazia. So she's got one from Ojani Noah. I don't remember him. Then she's got Chris Judd. Don't remember him. Then she's got Ben Affleck the first time. Right. Then she's got Mark Antony. Then she's got Alex Rodriguez, A-Rod. Then she's got Ben Affleck the second time. And now that's finished as well. So,
the analogy with Nelson Mandela, just...
Yeah, clean that up a little. Yeah. I think you need to clear that up and make sure the people understand.
Let me clear it up again.
Mm-hmm.
So Jennifer Lopez is one of the hottest women in the world, right? Even they couldn't make it work with her. Now, if Nelson Mandela spent 27 years in jail,
alone with no wife, nothing, comes out of jail, spends a little time with Winnie and goes, I can't do this. That's my link. As I said it, I was like, what is my link? And then I had to connect.
Oh boy, you better not drive down Winnie Mandela Drive today.
But isn't that a good link? Isn't
it? No, I love it. I love it, dude. It's listen. What you do, and I think it's fair, is you nail men for when they're out of line, but you also nail women for when they're out of line.
Nail, he's not sexual.
I think you're being very fair.
No, I am.
I think you're very fair.
I'm better consistent. This is why I'll never. Okay, here's another thing I want to say, guys. You know what I've noticed about my comments? Because I talk a lot of things political, right? Whatever. So say something that white people agree with. What's the first thing they say if you're a black man? What's the first thing they say?
Just ask again.
So if I say anything that is like out there, that is like white people agree with.
Oh, just any black guy says anything like anti-ANC.
Yeah. What's the first thing they say?
He must be president. 7 years he should be president.
Away, yeah.
Sir Khaleesi.
He should be president.
I say one thing against DA. So if you just like the rest of them, vote your ANC.
Oh my God. Yeah, they get very excited.
It's like the same white people who will be like, you're so good looking for a black guy.
Oh, really? Is that what they say to you?
So good looking for a black guy.
Really? Yeah. It's not patronizing at all. By the way, people are asking, where is Leanne this morning? Holy shit. On Saturday night, I got a message from Leanne. She's like, let me read it to you because this is actually, I mean, it's hilarious, but it's also terrible. So she's injured. Leanne says, I'm not going to make Monday's show. I crushed my fingers in a door hinge yesterday and just came back from the hospital now. They're worried about blood perfusion and want me back there on Monday at 8 a.m. That's like, no, poor Leanne. She's going in now. Sorry, I've let them know. So I said, I'm terribly sorry to hear that. She says, what a numbnuts. So I said, are you okay? She said, yeah, I'm fine. I'm just annoyed because I can't wipe my asshole. So she still has a sense of humor.
Aren't you ambidextrous?
But Leanne, get better soon. Obviously, that's horrible. And that's why she's not in today. And thank God the great Seven Gessie could come and spend time with us.
To all men out there.
Go on.
Wet wipes.
Is that your thing now?
I have been wet wiping my ass.
This is so great that you're sharing this as we're about to close off the show. Go on.
I wet wipe my... Because what's happening, because I've been playing paddle, right? Oh, and paddle, a lot of stretching.
Oh, man.
And it goes, the underwear goes deep in there. Oh, so sometimes you smell, you're like, ah, what's that smell? It's going deep in there. So I have started to use wet wipes.
Oh, no, man.
And wet wipes have changed everything.
thank you very much, Sue. Leave on a power note. It's beautiful to have you here, dude.
There's sometimes when people call me a power bottom.
I just want to say anybody who has any shit with Seven Gessie has shit with me because the man keeps saying, you got to go and vote. Then he realizes he's going to look like a hypocrite if he can't vote because he's going to be in America next week. What does he do? He actually drives into Lesotho and votes as a person in a foreign country so that he can live up to his reputation of not being a hypocrite. I love it. Mm. Dude, have an awesome trip to America. Get your high heels and your condoms.
Yeah.
And your what?
Gareth Cliff.
What's the other thing?
High heel, boxing boots.
Oh, yeah.
Gareth Cliff, I just want to say, most people who do not like you do not know you. And most people who do not like me do not know me. And anyone who has a problem with me, who can't send me a WhatsApp to tell me they dislike me, shouldn't think they are allowed to dislike me because they don't have my fucking number. If you don't have my number and you don't like me, fuck you. You don't know me, bitch. And if you don't have my number and you don't like me, it means you shouldn't give a fuck about me, bitch.
All right. All right, everybody. Have an awesome Monday. Take some of that Seven Gessie energy with you. Cheers, everybody. Cheers. See you Wednesday. Don't forget, Wednesday morning.